Hello, dear listeners. This podcast has reached its final episode. I've started a new podcast titled Build Your English, which you can find at patreon.com/buildyourenglish. There, you can access your weekly free episode and its transcript. I hope to see you there. Hello, dear listeners. Welcome back to the C1 Speaking Podcast. I'm Christian, and this is episode 39. Yes, 39 already. Today, we're diving deep into a crucial topic: our responsibility toward the environment. We'll uncover why some people might not feel as compelled as others to protect our planet. Ready to discover more? Let's jump right in. All right, today's question. Why do some people feel less personal responsibility than others for protecting the environment? So why do some people feel less personal responsibility than others for protecting the environment? And here is my answer. Well, I reckon there are several reasons why some people feel less responsible than others. Firstly, I believe that upbringing and education play a significant role. If individuals grow up in families or educational systems where environmental consciousness isn't a priority, they may not understand the dire consequences of neglecting our environment. And this lack of awareness might carry into their adult lives. Secondly, the influence of friends can't be underestimated. If people are constantly surrounded by others who trivialize environmental issues, they might adopt a similar mindset, thinking it's not their problem to tackle. And finally, socioeconomic factors come into play. For instance, someone struggling to make ends meet might prioritize immediate survival over long-term environmental considerations. In such cases, buying cheaper, non-eco-friendly products might be a more feasible option for them than spending extra on sustainable alternatives. So, in a nutshell, I would say that a mix of upbringing, friends, and personal circumstances shape an individual's sense of responsibility toward the environment. All right, that's it. That's today's model answer. Now, one note about this model answer. Overall, this is a comprehensive answer that adequately addresses the prompt. Right? But for improvement, I could have mentioned media influence, for example. But more importantly, I probably should have added a real-life example to create a more gripping answer. For instance, I could have mentioned a real-life example of people who leave their rubbish on the beach or in the park. Just an example, but one of my pet peeves. All right, let's look at the language analysis. Yeah, we're going to look at some phrases or chunks of language. The first one, environmental consciousness. What does that even mean, environmental consciousness? Well, basically, it's an awareness and concern. So not only awareness, but also concern about the environment and ecological issues. And you might even argue that there's a proactive mindset involved when you have an environmental consciousness. So, for example, companies with a high level of environmental consciousness often implement green practices in their operations. Yeah? All right. The next one, number two, dire consequences. dire consequences. We don't really pronounce the R, or we don't pronounce the R, I should say. So dire consequences, meaning severe, serious, or extreme results or effects. So for example, ignoring these warning signs can lead to dire consequences in the future. Yeah, so it is used to underscore the serious outcomes of neglecting the environment. That's how I used it in my answer. Next one, phrasal verb, carry into. Not carry into, but carry into, right? The meaning to continue or extend from one period into another. So for example, the skills learned in school often carry into our professional lives. Yeah? I think that's clear. To carry into. Number four, chunk number four. Trivialize environmental issues. So this means to make environmental concerns seem less important than they actually are, right? When you trivialize something, you make it less important than it actually is. So we shouldn't trivialize environmental issues by making jokes. So, not jokes, but we shouldn't Okay, I'm messing this up right now. The example sentence is, we shouldn't trivialize environmental issues by making jokes about climate change. So it basically means the context here is that this term, trivialize environmental issues, expresses the act of downplaying or diminishing the significance of environmental concerns. Lots of words there for you to play with, right? To understand the meaning of trivialize. All right, last one, make ends meet. Well, you might know this one already. But the meaning is to have enough money to cover one's basic expenses. So, for example, Jane took up a part-time job to make ends meet. Yeah, and it illustrates the financial struggles that might force someone to prioritize their immediate needs over the environment. That's how I used it in the context of my model answer. All right, there you go. Now, between you and me, I could have mentioned more chunks of language. I could have explained more chunks of language, but you know, there's a certain time limit here for the episode. So I encourage you to check out the transcript or to listen to this again and to discover other parts of the model answer that you might want to know more about or that you want to learn or study. Yeah? Let's move on to the speaking practice. Let's start with the phrase carry into. Repeat after me, carry into. Brilliant. Now, let's say the opposite. So the original sentence is, the lessons from childhood often carry into adulthood. Say the opposite. So you might have said, the lessons from childhood often don't carry into adulthood. Or maybe you said, the lessons from childhood often don't affect adulthood. Both answers are perfectly correct. And maybe you said something else, who knows? Let's move on. Let's go to change tense. So the original sentence is, the habits we form now will carry into our older years. Now change the tense to the past simple. So hopefully you said, the habits we formed then or back then carried into our older years. Yeah, the habits we formed then carried into our older years. All right, great. Let's move on. Next phrase, dire consequences. And as I told you before, we don't pronounce the R. Yeah, so dire consequences. All right, repeat after me. Dire consequences. Great. Now, here's a sentence, and I'm going to ask you to substitute overlooking these details. So the original sentence is overlooking these details will result in dire consequences. Substitute overlooking these details with neglecting these warnings. Brilliant. So hopefully you said neglecting these warnings will result in dire consequences. All right, finally, say something true for you. So the original sentence, eating unhealthy food for years may lead to dire consequences. Eating unhealthy food for years may lead to dire consequences. Say something true for you. Excellent. I said not maintaining a balance between work and rest can result in dire consequences for mental health. And that's true for me, absolutely. Not maintaining a balance between work and rest results in dire consequences for my mental health. All right, last one is environmental consciousness. Can you say that? Great, environmental consciousness. Now, let's have a look. Maybe a synonym, yeah? A synonym. So, the original sentence is, promoting environmental consciousness is crucial. What's a synonym for environmental consciousness? Promoting ecological awareness is crucial. That could be your answer, right? Promoting ecological awareness is crucial. All right, say something true for you. Original sentence, rising pollution levels call for greater environmental consciousness. Say something true for you. Excellent. Well done. My sentence, this is true for me, consuming less is part of my environmental consciousness. That's absolutely true. I believe that's one of the best things, maybe the best thing that you can do, to consume less. Anyway, let's move on. We're already there, right? It's the conclusion. There we have it. Our dive into the reasons some people might feel detached from environmental responsibilities. Another way to express the actual prompt, right? People might feel detached from environmental responsibilities. Good one. Remember that. As we wrap up this episode, I encourage you not only to think about your English, but also to reflect on your role and how you can contribute positively to a cleaner planet. Remember, change starts with awareness and discussion, and every small action counts. All right, time to get off my soapbox. Thank you for tuning in to the C1 Speaking Podcast. And if you found this episode enlightening, please leave a review and consider sharing with friends. Stay curious and see you in the next episode. Until then, take care and stay green. Bye-bye. Oh, And one more thing, you might have heard that I have a new podcast. It's called Build Your English. Every week, from Monday to Friday, I publish 10-minute lessons that teach English in a fun and effective way. I talk about all sorts of topics, from everyday subjects like food, travel, books, and language learning, to more serious ones like history, politics, culture, and even philosophy. The episodes are spoken at a speed you can understand and come with downloadable MP3 files and PDF transcripts. So by dedicating just 10 minutes a day to our lessons, you won't just see improvements in your English, you'll also enjoy the learning journey. I invite you to listen to an episode and see for yourself. Patreon.com/buildyourenglish. Patreon.com/buildyourenglish.